A long time ago when I was going to Young Life as a high schooler, we used to sing the song, "Humble Yourself in the Sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." And that song has stuck with me all these years, and every time I hear that lilting memory, which isn't very often, I am reminded of the importance of humbling ourselves before God. And so maybe today is a day where you can do that. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thank you today to Jody Nisnik. She also has been a guest on my other show, The Restory Show, and she has an amazing story to tell as well. Jody, thank you so much for being a patron of the arts, a patron of the Pray Every Day show. If you would like to be like Jody and do that, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. For as little as $1 a month, you can just help pay for the engineering for Caleb. Hey, Caleb, thanks for doing what you're doing. And for all the hosting and all the things that go into this daily podcast that is reaching the world. So thank you for everyone who's done that. Today, we're reading from the book of James in the New English Translation. And today's verses are amazing. So here they are from the NET. Now the believer of humble means, there's that word humble, should take pride in his high position. But the rich person's pride should be in his humiliation, because he will pass away like a wildflower in the meadow. For the sun rises with its heat and dries up the meadow. The petal of the flower falls off, and its beauty is lost forever. So also the rich person in the midst of his pursuits will wither away. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, wow, good verses, hard verses, truthful verses. And Lord, I'm just so stunned by the first one that says, now the believer of humble means should take pride in his high position. It shows, again, that beautiful upside-down nature of the kingdom of God that I've prayed about and talked about before, that those who are up are down, those who are rich are poor, those who are poor are rich, those who are lost are found, that it's all this beautiful paradox. And so, Lord, for those who are suffering today, I pray you would give them a perspective of blessing. That when we're in that place of deprivation and suffering, we have you, and we have more of you, because you're all we can cling to, because everything else has fallen away. And so in that humble position, we have more of you than if we were satiated and fine and doing great, because we would have no need for you there. So we are richer when we're poorer, if that makes sense. And so, Lord, help us to glory in our humble position. Because actually our high position, because of our humility and our humble circumstances, because it's a gateway to have more of you. And Lord, thank you for the warning of the second part of these verses, which talks about how we cannot put our faith in the almighty dollar, but we must put our faith in the almighty God. Riches will pass away. You yourself talked about that in the Sermon on the Mount, which we just finished up, that we can't serve both God and money, that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And the nature of riches is that it can go away in a moment. And as one who has watched a lot of fraud shows, just because it's kind of this funny little thing that I do, I've seen how people react when their entire life savings has been taken from them. And some react fine. They're like, well, you know, that's the way it goes. I need to go get a job. And others have been completely, utterly devastated. And so, Lord, help us to live in such a way that we hold things loosely, that we realize that the flower will fade. We realize that in the desert heat, everything gets scorched. We realize the transient nature of wealth. And so I pray that we would also have purses that would have holes in them, that we would be able to give our money away, that we would realize that it's all just yours anyway, and that we are stewards of what you have given us. And so I would rather just spend it, not on myself, not on my pleasures, but on others who desperately need it. So Lord, would you show us today someone we can bless financially? It could even be as little as a $5 gift card to Starbucks. and that sounds like a first world problem, doesn't it? But there's all sorts of ways that we can bless others. So Lord, would you show us ways that we can joyfully and hilariously give away what you have given us. We do not want to glory in our possessions. We don't want to glory in what we have. We don't want to rely on it. We don't want to trust in it because we know that it is transitory and transient and it will fade away. So Lord, help us to build, as I prayed before a few days ago about building our lives on the rock, help us to build our lives on the rock of you and not on wealth. So it doesn't mean we make stupid decisions, Jesus. I know we need to honor you with our money and make good stewardy decisions. But in light of that, ultimately, I pray that our trust and that my trust would be in you alone and not in the fickleness of wealth. I pray all of this in your name, Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. And again, I'm just so grateful for your attentiveness. And if you know someone on the other side of the world, this would be awesome. If you know someone on the other side of the world, would you send this podcast to them? I have little pins in my calendar, or not my calendar, what is that called? A map. Hello. I have pins in my map right above my desk of people who are listening. There's someone in Mongolia listening. I'm super excited about that. But would you send this podcast to them? That would be great. And if you have a chance to, doing a little iTunes review or a Stitcher review, which also will work if you're not on iTunes, would be great. That really, really helps this podcast get all over the world. And that's my heart for it. So have an amazing day, and may you be blessed and experience the presence of God as you go.